Good evening. We will open our meeting by repeating the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, George.
Been riding all day?
Yeah.
Fun, wasn't it?
Wake me up every once in a while.
Or she don't drink coffee.
I drink coffee. Where's she going?
Where's she going?
Yeah, not exactly.
You have to bear with me a couple minutes. It's when you're off 2 weeks, it's hard to get back in, and you got so much on the agenda and so much going on, it's hard to keep it all straight. Agenda. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, I would like to take off under old business. Conditional use 1705. I would like to take it off for put it on for 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
There's some questions on the phasing of it, and we want to make sure that we get the wording properly on that before we go forward with it.
Is that the Commonwealth?
That's Commonwealth, yes. Commonwealth group.
So the other people back.
Any other additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, I'd like to suggest moving the executive session from the next item on the agenda to right after additional business, preceding the public hearings at 7:30.
All right, just before we do the public hearings, okay. Any other additions or corrections to the agenda?
Make a motion we approve the agenda for September 11th, 2007 for Sussex County Council with the deletion of conditional use 1705, the Commonwealth Group, and relocating executive session to after additional business.
Got a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by
Mr.
Phillips to approve the agenda as amended and discussed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Motion's carried. Approval of the minutes for July the 31st. Any additions or corrections to July the 31st minutes?
Make a motion to approve the July 31st minutes for Sussex County Council as in printed form.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes for July the 31st as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? And yes, the motion is carried. I need approval of the minutes for August the 7th.
I have a motion to approve the minutes for Sussex County Council for August the 7th, 2007, as in printed form.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve August the 7th minutes as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. August the 14th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for August the 14th of Sussex County Council 2007 as in printed form.
Motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by
Second.
Mr. Phillips to approve August the 14th minutes as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Any nice comments will be accepted.
Robin, you have done a great job. It took you 2 weeks to get caught up, but we're finally caught up.
I have one more, but it's almost done. August 21st.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Okay, it must have been a...
Hey, thank Gay for helping you.
I have.
Okay. correspondence. Mr. Griffin.
I have one letter. If anyone else has anything, please pass it down. This letter is from the Delaware Quarter Horse Association. thank the council for supporting that organization.
Any other correspondence from any of the council members? Being done, Mr. Baker.
Okay, the first item tonight is proclamation for Family Day, and the proclamation would proclaim Monday, September 24th, 2007 as Family Day. And I'm not sure if there's anyone here tonight to accept the proclamation. Okay. And I'll just read it quickly. Whereas the use of illegal and prescription drugs and the abuse of alcohol and nicotine constitute the greatest threats to the well-being of America's children, and whereas 12 years of surveys conducted by the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University have consistently found that the more often children and teenagers eat dinner with their families, the less likely they are to smoke, drink, and use illegal drugs. And whereas teenagers who eat dinner with their families 2 times a week or less are twice as likely to drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes compared to teens who have frequent family dinners. And whereas teenagers who eat dinner with their families are half as likely to smoke cigarettes, smoke marijuana, and drink alcohol. And whereas the correlation between family dinners and reduced risk for teen substance abuse is well documented. Whereas parental engagement is known to be one of the most crucial factors in determining the likelihood of substance abuse by teenagers. And whereas family dinners have long constituted a substantial pillar of family life in America, now therefore be it resolved that Sussex County Council hereby proclaim Monday, September 24, 2007 as Family Day, a day to eat dinner with your children, and urges all citizens to recognize and participate in its observance.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a proclamation just read by Mr. Baker proclaiming September the 24th as Family Day. Motion made, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips to adopt that proclamation. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Who are you going to give this to, Mr. Baker?
I have to mail it to Washington.
Okay. Right there. You got it. Thank you.
The next item is a Library Advisory Board appointment, and in Mr. Phillips' district, Lorraine McClung, her term has expired as of June 30, and Mr. Phillips has a recommendation.
Do you have the name?
Yes, Mr. Earl Savage.
I'd like to make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second to Mr. Jones, to appoint Earl Savage to the Library Advisory Board. Is that is he filling the term, or is that 3 years? Three-year term?
Yes.
Three-year term. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Okay. The next item we have is a proposal for a prescription discount card. And I have a couple of handouts here regarding this. The National Association of Counties has this as an offering for counties who are members of that organization, and this is a prescription drug discount card to be offered to anyone to be sponsored by the county in collaboration with NACO, the National Association of Counties. And Mr. Jones brought this relatively new program to our attention, and we have reviewed it, and we are making a recommendation for your consideration. In the first handout, there is a summary about the program and some information about it. The program was offered and sponsored by NACO. Caremark is a prescription drug card company which in the past has even had the county's drug card that we offer for employees, but they are the program provider. The discount cards can be used by anyone, senior citizens, the elderly, uninsured, anyone. There is no cost to the county, no cost to the citizens to use it. They do not have to fill out any forms. The card will be given to citizens with a brochure. It can be used immediately by anyone who needs it. The overall average savings is 20%, and it's estimated to be about $12 per prescription. and it ranges from 13% to 35% on purchases of drugs, and up to 50% on mail order purchases. Again, it may be used at any participating retail pharmacies, and I handed out a copy of the pharmacies in Sussex County, and includes most of the larger, most of the pharmacies are listed there.
The copies for media?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep, Chip's got it.
The card can be used by any county resident, but again, there's no enrollment form, no membership fee, and there's no enrollment cost either. The card can be used when a Medicare Part D plan doesn't cover a drug. It is recommended to be used when another card is not used or you don't have drug card insurance in another fashion. So if you do not have a drug card or if your drug card doesn't cover a particular drug, then this is another option to use. The way it works is Caremark derives revenue in the form of a small fee that the pharmacy pays for each transaction. And Caremark negotiates the discounts with the pharmacies. And then the last part of that first handout, and it shows a copy of a card used in Buffalo County, Nebraska, with a just the information that comes with the card, and you tear the card off and use it. But again, it says there, you and your family may use your prescription discount card anytime the prescription is not covered by insurance. The cards are also available in Spanish, and I did want to also mention that per the census in 2000, there were 21,623 people in Sussex County that were uninsured for group hospital. That meant about 13.6% of the population was without health care coverage, so perhaps this would be beneficial to them. We have an agreement for your consideration which will enable the county council to offer the program. The agreement has been reviewed by the county attorney, by Dave Smith with Integra, Kathy Roth, and myself. There's no cost to the county or the residents. We provide drug discounts to card users. We would make the cards available to county offices, libraries, and any other locations upon request. And it would take 8 to 10 weeks for the cards to arrive after the contract is approved, if you approve it. The term of agreement is through July 31st, 2008, but it would automatically be renewed 1-year increments, and it can be terminated by the county any June or July without cost. So, Mr. Jones brought this to our attention.
It's about time he's in something. Now, George, I've tried to be nice to you tonight, but you opened the door, so therefore I'll get you later.
That's no problem.
I'll say that's more than you brought to the drug council all through NACO, but that's all. I'll make the motion to approve that agreement, and we'll let it go with that.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the contract regarding the prescription drug discount. Any more questions on it?
I'm just giving a name.
Great program.
Be no questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
And we will let you know as soon as we receive the cards. So.
How many of those, did you say how many you want to have printed?
Well, NACO suggested we request 20% of the county population, so it would be like 36,000 cars.
Wow.
So,
no, and Dave, you did mention that as part of will be printed in Spanish, and
it's printed in Spanish.
And how many new staff people will we have to hire to administer this this program, Mr. Jones?
It's not a Republican program, George.
Well, it sounds like we could live it if it's
Just hand them out, let them roll.
Yep.
Hand them out.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last item I have is the county administrator's report, and I'll pass that out. It's a little bit more reading for tonight, but first item is regarding the Heron Bay LLC buffer update. I'm pleased to report to the county council that the county has brokered a compromise solution to the Heron Bay buffer issue that developed earlier this summer. On August 30, the county staff received a third revised landscape plan for this subdivision and the area between the project and the property known as the Marsh Farm. This plan now has been approved by the State Conservation District and the State Forester. The proposed plan includes a white vinyl post and rail fence extending along the entire length of the existing vegetative buffer. It also includes plantings of new trees and shrubs between the Marsh family's property line and the high water line in the stormwater pond that was constructed. The area to be planted covers a strip approximately 25 to 30 feet wide between the Marsh property line and the high water mark in the stormwater pond. In short, the proposal creates a new and suitable buffer and should provide the necessary protections to adequately separate the residential subdivision and the Marsh property. This plan was voluntarily proposed and provided by the developer, Heron Bay LLC. In the past 2 months, the county has worked with the developer, the Sussex Conservation District, and the State Forester to finalize it and to bring about an amicable solution to the issue at hand. That's where we are today, and it's my hope that we can move forward. It is important to note how the situation developed, and it is important to outline what we are doing in its wake. During the original approval process for Heron Bay undertaken by a previous developer, the Conservation District, State Forester, and Planning and Zoning Commission approved site plans that showed only a 10-foot utility easement between the Marsh property and the top edge of the slope of the stormwater pond. This was consistent with past practice by the Sussex Conservation District and the Planning and Zoning Commission, all of which had to that point interpreted the forested buffer definition to allow stormwater management areas next to agriculture lands or within 30-foot buffers when no lots exist next to the ag uses. The 30-foot buffer was intended to provide protection between residential lots and homes and ag uses such as poultry houses, dairy farms, etc. Because the development had received all final approvals regarding this aspect of the project, the county attorney has advised that the county does not have authority to require a change in the approved plan regarding the buffer. To put it bluntly, the violation per se occurred, thereby making enforcement action moot. Thus, our only avenue was to work with the developer and to get him to voluntarily make changes to the approved plan. Over the last few months, since this was brought to our attention, we worked with a developer, his landscape architect, the Sussex Conservation District, the State Forester, and the Planning and Zoning Office to arrive at this revised and approved plan. The developer has advised that work will begin during October 2007 to install the fence and plantings. The situation has illustrated some shortcomings regarding the wording of our existing buffer ordinance, which we discussed a few weeks ago. We are now working to change that. I believe it is fair to say that 14 years ago, when the buffer ordinance was enacted, County Council did not consider whether buffers were required along stormwater management ponds or how stormwater management ponds affected the buffer areas. Instead, the primary intent was to require buffers directly between residential lots and ag uses. Given the ordinance's ambiguity and past interpretations of the ordinance by Planning and Zoning and the Conservation District, the ingredients were in place to create the current situation. The county acknowledges its role in this whole process and is now taking a number of steps administratively, as per another attachment here, to ensure that this does not occur again. Additionally, staff and legal counsel are working together to tighten the buffer ordinance. And we will have on the agenda for next week the forested buffer ordinance to bring that back. It is my belief that these actions will put us in sync with the intent and spirit of our buffer law and provide stronger safeguards for the future. And I have a copy of a handout that was actually handed out the last meeting, but again, it notes that the county there is a proposed ordinance amendment to clarify the 30-foot buffer requirement and that we are requiring that bonds held by public, before bonds are, that are held by public works are released for these projects, that the planning zoning director must authorize and approve the project upon completion. Also, each planning and zoning and public work inspector covering a particular development will be provided a site plan where special features will be highlighted, noting buffers and amenities and other requirements, and a written signature on final site plans from the Conservation District is now being required by policy. And also, Mr. Lank is here tonight, and we are dedicating a planning and zoning inspector to check developments during and after construction to ensure that buffers and amenities and other requirements are completed and completed properly. So I wanted to bring that to your attention tonight.
I understand this is voluntary by Heron Bay. Has what they're proposing to do, will this meet the what the marshes are wanting?
When we spoke to the marshes, they indicated that they would like a 30-foot forested buffer.
Okay.
And this is the best that we could negotiate with the Conservation District and the State Forester and the developer, and to try to arrange it is, and what it involves is trees interspersed with shrubs and bushes and through the 25 to 30 foot area between the marsh property and the pond, the high water mark for the pond.
And 900 feet of fence.
And rough, yeah, and it's a 900 foot length. It's like an 8 acre pond. It's a large pond.
Okay. The developer's footing the whole bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the new ordinance we're working on, they're going to foot the whole bill, right? And that, I mean, that's the nature.
So really, these people didn't have to do it, but they're going to do it. The next person will.
Okay. I mean, do we have to keep negotiating, Dave, on every, or
not once the ordinance? The ordinance passed, they all got to do it.
Okay. Well, where's the ordinance now, Stan?
Next week, George.
Okay, good. Let's see it.
That was three.
Okay. The next item is Delaware State Police Report for July. There were 1,705 criminal arrests and 4,282 traffic arrests by the Delaware State Police in Sussex County during July. The Sussex County Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults will meet on September 17th at 10 a.m. at the West Complex in the conference room. The Delaware Transit Corporation will be holding a workshop on September 20th between 11:30 and 1 at the Milford Library regarding First State bus service in Sussex County. Also, on August 31st, the county received notice that a $2.8 million loan has been approved by the USDA for pump station upgrade work needed in Fenwick Island Sewer District. This is a 40-year loan at 4.25%. I'm sure Mrs. Webb will be back at a later time with information on this. Lockwood Suburban Community Improvements Project election on August 23rd. An election was held and the community elected not to proceed with the road project. The vote was 91 no and 71 yes. And this, an update on the South Coastal Library construction project. The South Coastal Library will be closing on Monday, September 17th to begin its move to the temporary location next to the Millville Emergency Center by the food line on Route 26. And there's some additional information attached. The library expects to reopen at the new location by October 15th. And finally, beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to Acre Construction LLC, agreement 669 on August 31st, for the projects within the town limits of Ocean View and consisting of 9 single family dwellings. Thank you.
Well, you have been here for the last 2 weeks. You've been busy, haven't you? I thought you were on vacation too.
Brought your book.
Okay, Susan Webb.
Good evening. Tonight I have an ordinance for introduction. This ordinance is to authorize $1,203,000 of general obligation bonds for the Oak Orchard Sewer Project. We're wrapping up funding this project, and these bonds will come from USDA, the last funding agency. They require that the project is typically around 90% to 95% complete before they give their bonds or their grants. So, I'd like to...
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce it. That's all we got to do tonight, right?
That's all you got to do?
To read it, Robin?
It doesn't get
no?
done.
Well, you
can
read the title. I'll introduce it.
Introduction of a proposed ordinance entitled an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to an additional $1,203,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers introduced it. Mr. Godwin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susie.
Mr. President, members of council, this evening we have two wastewater agreements for your consideration. The first one is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Bayshore Plaza 2, Agreement Number 632. In this case, the developer is Mr. Preston Dyer of Lewis, Delaware. The location for such installation is approximately 1,470 feet southwest of the intersection of Sussex County Route 24 and Sussex County Road Number 22. This will be part of the Rhinex Sanitary Sewer District, providing service for a commercial shopping center. The system connection charges total $9,432. We already have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 4 days of construction, and we're expecting $7,668.60 in construction administration and construction inspection costs, with a total construction cost of $51,124 for this project. The supporting motion for this project is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project 81-04, Agreement Number 632, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Bayshore Plaza 3 LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bayshore Plaza 2, located in the Rhinex Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers, to approve the agreement with Bayshore Plaza 2. Just read by Mr. Godwin. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you. Our second and final wastewater agreement for your consideration is Sussex County Project 81-04, Millville by the Sea, Section 1, Phase 1A, Agreement Number 668. In this case, the developer is Mr. Robert Harris of Frankfort, Delaware. The location here will be the Substation Road, north of Beaver Dam Road, part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 21 single-family homes and 41 townhouses. The system connection charges will total $1,018,290, and we have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. While we're expecting 85 days of construction, the construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $88,950, with $593,000 of construction cost. And in this case, the proposed motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 668, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and the Millville Group LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed at the Millville by the Sea Section 1, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just again read by Mr. Godwin. Any questions? Mr.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Good evening, sir.
I have three items this evening. The first one is a lease termination agreement with Edwin Walls. You may remember Ed Walls was one of the first five tenants at our corporate hangar taxi lane. We executed an agreement with him about a year ago, in May of 2006. At the time, he was providing corporate flight services for a local residential developer, and his plan was to operate his flight operations out of the hangar and also rent hangar space to others. With the downturn in the housing market, things have not gone as planned with them. They're still willing to build a hangar if we force them to. However, it's their desire to terminate the lease. We have sent him a default letter back in January, giving him 60 days to cure the default, along with a couple of the other tenants out there. He was the only one that didn't make any progress. In my discussions with him, like I said, his preference is to go ahead and terminate the lease, and that'll be my preference also.
Is that the 100-foot pads?
Yes, those are the 10,000-square-foot hangars.
Okay. So no work was started at all?
No work was started. I never saw plans. There was no money that's lost in the deal because of the two-year grace period they all had. This will give us an opportunity to go to our hangar waiting list and find a more suitable tenant.
A motion, or you need motion too?
I have the motion that be moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the termination of the existing lease agreement with Edwin T. Walls for lot C1 at the Sussex County Airport.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion to terminate the lease with Edwin Walls, so described by Mr. Hicken. Any questions on the motion? And then Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Okay. Mr. Walls has already signed that agreement, and that would be my plan to come to council with any kind of a lease or a termination like that. The other party would have already agreed to it and signed the lease. So that's already been done. The second item I have is a lease with Air Methods Corporation. I know the agenda says LifeNet. Let me run through that, how that works with you. Air Methods Corporation actually owns Rocky Mountain Holdings, LLC, which operates in Delaware as LifeNet. And LifeNet has been here for about a year as a subtenant of ours. It has been an outstanding tenant. I have Howard Gant with me tonight, who's the program director for LifeNet, in case you have any questions about that. But like I said, they've been here about a year. Things have been working very well. The lot that we're talking about, this is lot A2, which was formerly the American Aerospace lot and hangar. That lease has been terminated through default, and our plan is to lease the property to LifeNet. It includes about a 1-acre lot with a 2,500 square foot hangar. In terms of the lease, it would be a 3-year lease, which would end in September 2010. With 2 3-year options, our option and theirs. Air Methods can cancel the lease if at any time they're no longer providing helicopter medical transport for Christiana Care. They can use the hangar for any legal purpose associated with their business as long as it's aviation related and they're up to date on their insurance requirements, etc. The county will maintain the exterior of the building and the hangar door, and LifeNet will maintain the interior. No alterations to the building without county approval, and they won't have any option to sublet, transfer, or sign the lease. The rent for the hangar will be $18,000 a year, and this is based on an appraisal of fair market value we had done over the summer as one of those lots. We believe that to be a fair rate. It also has a 3% increase with each option. So after the end of 3 years, it'll increase 3%, and then the following 3 years, another 3%.
The total term was what, how many years?
It's a 3-year lease with 2 3-year options.
Okay. That's cool. Any subletting permitted?
No.
Unless it comes back to us, right?
Sorry?
subletting to have to be approved if it...
No, there's no option. There's no option for subletting.
What's the rationale on us maintaining the door and the exterior?
It's a major part of the structure. It's an outside wall, basically.
It's a building by itself. I mean, it's just...
Right. It's the hangar door. It's the large...
Because the
80 foot.
And how old is the hangar?
1986.
It's a block building.
It's a block building.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay.
The building. What are they doing now, Jim? I mean, I know that with the helicopter, they're moving it out of the other hangar. I mean, there's one next door.
Actually, we have no hangar.
You need to come forward and identify yourself.
Sorry.
Howard Gant, Program Director for LifeNet. We actually have the one office in the old museum building, so we don't have a hangar aircraft that sits outside.
Okay, I was wondering, because I knew I'd sort of seen it outside much. I don't know if you kind of rolled it in, tucked it away.
Bad weather coming on, you'll be right.
Yep, that's cool. Excellent.
I have a motion if you have any further questions.
Please.
We have moved that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement with Air Methods Corporation for Lot A2 at the Sussex County Airport as presented.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Hickam. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you.
One last item. This is Amendment 21 to our contract with Delta Airport Consultants. This is for a crosswind runway project. The one that we called Senator Carper and Congressman Castle were here a few weeks ago announcing our $4.4 million grant. This covers our engineering agreement and construction services with Delta Airport Consultants. There's been some redesign involved so far and bidding services to get to where we are today. We need to go forward and have a contract with them for the construction services. The total cost of this is $630,826. Most of that is in the construction administration of $467,000. This is a 9-month project. You know, it involves having a project representative on site for the entire 9 months, which is fairly costly. Also involves some quality assurance testing of about $100,000, some of it very specialized because of the hot mix requirements that the FAA has for us. And then also some surveys at the end to clear all the obstructions. To open the runway.
Did they automatically get that, or I mean, because they were consultants, or Delta?
They were selected as our consultants for this project.
For this project?
Because we since changed relationship a little bit, right?
We have selected another consultant for further projects, but this is kind of the last of the Delta projects.
How much again? Was that 600?
$630,826. And we've been negotiating this with them for about a year now. You know, we've looked at every way we can to reduce this cost. I think we've...
They're not hurting ourselves, that's for sure.
We've got it about as cheap as we're going to get it.
You feel they're doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're going to be here for 9 months?
9 months.
They're expecting about $75,000 a month,
huh?
Give or take a few bucks.
Must be going to have quite a few here, aren't they?
There'll be one project representative. They'll be here 45 hours a week.
This include design work also?
There was some design work. Because we stretched the project out and did in different phases, there was some redesign that was required.
And by the feds? By the federal government?
Well, just because we originally designed it as a complete project, and then we split it up into different phases and start where we left off with the last phase. Basically, we had to do a little redesign. And then in the meantime of dragging it out, the FAA changed some requirements on airfield lighting and some other things that had to be redesigned.
In other words, if we had the $32 million, we wouldn't have to redesign, huh?
And there we go.
I got you.
May I have a motion? Ready?
We got a choice? Can I read your
motion? Not really.
Not really?
I always have a choice. We move based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves Amendment Number 21 to the engineering agreement between Sussex County and Delta Airport Consultants, Inc. Rehabilitate Crosswind Runway 1028, reconstruct Crosswind Runway, Phase Four, redesign, repackaging, bidding, and construction phase services for the Sussex County Airport, which increases the original contract amount by $630,826, pending approval from the County Finance Director, Del Dot, and or the FAA.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Jones, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Hagan. Any questions on the motion being? Now, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
I got just one other question. This part is part of the total grant money. Is that correct? Or part of it is?
Most of it is.
Okay.
This is 10% grant.
I understand the percentage and all that kind of stuff.
As we said, the grant didn't cover the normal 95%, but this is all figured in. It was part of the 2008 budget.
I'm sure the two people on this end, both ends are happy with it. That's cool. My vote, Jesse.
I'm happy.
I wouldn't tell me that. No,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
Your vote is yes, Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes.
As long as you're happy, you're talking to me.
Motion's carried. Grant request, Susie.
Thank you. First one tonight, Bethlehem Historical Society.
Years ago, they had that, and they quit, and they're going to go back. I think, you want to do anything on it?
Yeah, I'll give it.
What do you want to give?
It's your district, but
I'll give 400, Mr. Phillips. Well, you might have to make the motion 100.
I'll give 100, Mr. Deeks, give 400.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones, to give 100 from Mr. Phillips, 400 from my council, Matic, to the Bethel Historical Society for their Maritime Festival. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Dadsboro Boys and Girls Club.
They get $2,500. Can I do that from?
Absolutely.
Community improvement?
Yes.
Uh huh.
A motion by Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones, to give $2,500 from Mr. Phillips' community improvement account to the Dadsboro Boys and Girls Club. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater.
I'd like to give $500 from my council matic funds.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to give $500 from Mr. Cole's council matic to Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater performances and workshops. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Faith, Women, United Methodist Women. This is a new, there's no past history of this grant, for Homeless Walk-A-Thon.
Who is it addressed to?
Me. Is it me? Yeah, Rehoboth. Do you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. $100.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $100 to the Faith Women's Walk-A-Thon. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
We've got about six of them tonight. I'll try to run through them quickly. First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structure, 7 units to be located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.61 acres, Buchanan Developers, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 3 units to be located in a certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 38,054 square feet. Rick and Judy Fonsby. Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office space and meeting with clients to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 1.208 acres, William and Elizabeth Jerome. Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acres, Darren Schaefer.
I'll introduce.
Ordinance to grant ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land on Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 26,400 square feet. Nick and Joanne Verrata.
I will introduce.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land in Dagsburg 100, Sussex County, containing 10.77 acres. It's PGS Properties LLC.
I'll introduce.
That's all.
Additional business?
Nope.
Bring your hand forward. Let's hear what you guys say. Smile.
Don't get your prescription card.
My name is Dan Brennan. And I'm gonna tell you something. I see we got thieves walking in again for getting more money.
Thieves?
Yeah, we're called church.
They're taxpayers.
They're homeless people.
I don't care what they're for. It's still a church. And I will call them a thief and everything else. Read your Bible. What did Jesus say? A bunch of den of thieves, ain't they? They made my house a den of thieves, didn't they? So therefore, and he also said, what's Caesar's, you give to Caesar's, and what belongs to the church, you give to the church. Now, don't tell me this garbage, and of course, we got somebody sitting in the room gets $100 today, but he says it's his money, it's not our money. Now, the next question I have, let's go back on this issue of this prescription drugs. We're gonna print $36,000?
Where are they?
Who is?
We are.
It's not gonna cost us anything.
Caremark Company through the National Association of Counties. There's no cost to the county.
We're not paying for it.
We're not paying for it.
Alright, that's all I want to know. And as far as prescription, I don't need it. You know why they need it?
He butter.
I just had to have a prescription.
You should get back on your medication.
It only cost me three bucks. Say that again? See, you got guts to repeat it, do you?
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Any additional business? I entertain a motion to recess to executive session. I have motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by... Somebody second motion.
We need the reason for the executive session. Pending litigation and property acquisition included in the motion.
Okay. For property acquisition and, is that the only reason?
Pending litigation.
Pending litigation and property acquisition. I have motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by... Mr. Jones to go into executive session. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Be right back.
Be back at 8:30.